Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm at Domatex in Germany, and I'm with Jonathan Train, the new CEO of Swift Train and Earthworks. Jonathan, how you doing?
I'm doing great today. Good to see you, Kemp.
Congratulations on your promotion. There's a lot of news that actually goes with that promotion, so let's go into some of that. You not only you've just been named the CEO of the organization, and I guess probably should step back a minute. Most people know Swift Train has two businesses. You're a distributor down in the Texas-Arkansas area, and you're also a major supplier of LVT under the brand name Earthworks, right?
That is correct.
And so you've just been named CEO of both of those organizations, and as part of that, you have announced that you have some new private equity investment, correct?
That is correct. I mean, in looking to transition the business going forward, we brought in some outside investment. We've been a family-run business for many years, and myself and my cousin Jason felt that it would be helpful with all the opportunities ahead to bring in some additional capital, as well as look for some people that really can provide some expertise into the future.
Now, you're third generation. Your grandfather started this business. Most people know that your father, L.A., and his brother, Kenny and Jeff, are the three brothers that have been running it. And so now we have you coming in and your cousin, Jason. Jason's been named VP of Sourcing, and your dad, L.A., has been named to the board of directors, right?
That is correct, and I can't leave out, not only has it been my father and my uncles that have been instrumental in growing the business over the years, we have a very strong executive team, which is Don Evans, our VP of Sales, Jerry Carter, who's been our CFO, and who's been very important to transforming our business over the last couple of decades, has been my mother, involved in many quality management and HR-related issues of our company.
As I mentioned a minute ago, you've been a player in the LVT business for about 30 years. I believe you got started in the peel and stick. Then in the late 90s, you actually started the Earthworks brand. And today, business is good. You told me just a minute ago, had one of your best years. So you're probably in the top at least 10 players in the LVT business, right?
We think so. The LVT business has been changing quite a bit. 20 years ago, if you were to look at this business, and when I got involved in the business, we could count our competitors on two hands. Today, it's really grown, and many of the other flooring companies have entered the LVT business. It's a very fragmented part of the industry where there are many people involved. But at Earthworks, we're just trying to find our little slice of the pie and grow where we can.
I see you every year at Domatex. You have a very nice booth here. The colors that you show are a little bit different because I think everybody knows the European markets. Their aesthetics are a little different. When you start looking at your overall business, how much of it's international versus domestic?
For us, about 25% of our LVT business is international. We've been showing here at Domatex for 24 years. This is our 24th time here. And, you know, we just continue to grow and develop that aspect of our business. And as you said, the aesthetics are very different. We have a European team that looks to develop those products. And sometimes those products cross over to other markets such as the USA, but we do what's necessary for each market.
So when you're here at this show, give me a feel for who you meet with here.
I would say the show for the most part is European, but we see extremely international, goes beyond Europe. We see people from all over the world attend this show. So it's always been a good way for us to meet with customers that we've had for a long time. It's also a great way for us to find new contacts. And so the other thing about this show is with it tying in so close to surfaces back in the USA, and there's a couple of other shows that are back to back with this here in Europe as well, it becomes very challenging to split the time. And I think the industry as a whole has felt that yourself too. I'm sure you're jumping on a plane here pretty quickly to get back to Vegas just like I am.
Yeah, that's right. I'm hoping my brain will keep up with my body. Let me just ask you, you mentioned the Bau show. Most people know that's the show that's every other year here in Germany. It's a builder show. This is the first day of the show. How do you feel the show will perform since Bau's going on at the same time?
Well, that's a great question. Usually I'm not here the first day of Domatex because the Dallas market and some other shows interfere and I come to Domatex a day late, but the scheduling this year is a little different for me, so I was able to get here. It seems steady for us. It's always been a quality show. All the major players, the key decision makers come to Domatex. So we try to judge it off of quality versus quantity, but it seems very steady. And of course, the atmosphere is positive with the economy improving compared to where we were several years ago.
You know, you and I were talking right before this interview, and we were talking about the latest news that everybody's still talking about as far as Mohawk and IVC coming together. And you pointed out that it's interesting in the LVT market that there's really not one brand that dominates the market, is there?
We don't see it that way. In looking at the industry studies that get published each year, it seems like even the top brand maybe hits between 10 and 12%. And then from there, you have several players that are anywhere from 4 to 9%. I think part of that is because LVT is a very broad use category. It fits multiple customer segments. So I think many suppliers, many brands, they find the area that they do best in or a couple of those areas. But I think it's difficult for any one supplier to do everything. And with so many different options in color and design and textures and things like that, everybody tries to find something interesting, but nobody covers it all.
You know, being in the business 30 years, you can probably only name a few companies that have been in the business that long. I mean, that's probably Antico, Metro Floor, and your company, you know, before the Earthwork days. Did you have any idea that would grow this fast at this stage in the game?
It's interesting you say that, because I remember sitting around some of our internal meetings 15 years ago asking, why aren't more people buying this product? Why aren't more people interested in LVT? Because Jonathan Trivers actually once told us we were LVT before LVT was cool. But now I think we've preached long enough along with some of these other guys. Maybe we're sorry that everybody's involved in the business. It definitely validates the use of these products, and I think everybody has seen the attributes. And I think the other major thing that has come along is, you know, there's definitely been several companies that have come into the LVT market and have really contributed to elevating the design and the aesthetics of the product. And all of us have benefited from that. All of us have participated in that progression.
Do you feel good about where business is headed in 2015?
Absolutely. I think 2015 should be a positive year. The prospects for LVT is showing to be very strong, and that they're expecting significant growth over the next 5 years in the product category. And so I think it's essential that we all just keep pushing ahead and trying to grow the business and provide the products we need to provide.
All right, Jonathan, it's great to talk to you, and I look forward to seeing you next week in Las Vegas. Again, been talking to Jonathan Train, who's the new CEO of Swift Train, who's both a distributor and in the Earthworks LVT business, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.